answer
really?
Is, I don't know. He never talked about that. Maybe his name being Desch and my name being Wrench, maybe he understood we were both German extract or something like that. No, he never talked about that to me. But he certainly felt a terrible pressure. Also, then he told me that subsequent to the program, and while I was being hired during that period of time, which had been 46 and 7, I guess, Alan and he were talking about setting up a subsidiary or some kind of a divisional operation, which would work on computers. And he told me that, I thought we were really going to do something. But I couldn't agree with him, and he couldn't agree with me on who would be on the board and who would run this thing. So he said nothing really came of that. And he said, I'm not sure I'm very upset about that because I was kind of worn out and wanted to rest a little bit. In addition, he pointed out that he always felt that Mr. Allen, who was a real driving person, was just a little jealous of him having received that medal that he got from, I don't know, the Presidential Medal of Honor or whatever that might have been. I forget the name of the medal. He also told me, and I don't know if it's true or not, that the Navy Department had wished for, or wanted very badly to come down to Washington, D.C. to work. Maybe you've heard that too. And he said, well, I told them that they couldn't afford me. He said, I made more money than what the civil service would pay me. But he said, you know what? He said, they made arrangements. And he said, I think they passed it. I don't know if he's absolute on this or not. Passed it through Congress that I would get a special paying system to go down to Washington, D.C. Now, how true that is, I have no idea.